88.1 WIPR. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us this morning. In a new book of connected short stories, local author Susan Muadi Daraj traces 100 years of life in a Palestinian village on the West Bank. It's called Tel al-Hilu. It's a book about strong women, about young love, about loss, about the meaning of home, and the intersection of poignant personal stories and historic events in one of the most troubled areas in the world. Susan Muadi Daraj teaches English at Harvard Community College and at Johns Hopkins University. The book is called A Curious Land, Stories from Home, and she joins me in the studio. It's great to meet you.
Thank you for having me.
And I enjoyed this book a lot. The first story takes place in 1916, the last in 1998. Mm-hmm. Book's called A Curious Land. This village, Tel al-Hilu, what makes it curious? Tell us about it.
Well, the title of the book came from a quotation I read. I teach African American literature. I'm a big fan of African American literature. And the title of the book came from a quote by W.E.B. Du Bois, who, when writing about the Deep South, said, "How curious a land is this, how full of untold story, of tragedy and laughter, and of the rich legacy of human life." And when I read that quote in his book, I thought of The Souls of Black Folk, I thought to myself, this reminds me of Palestine. People think they know what Palestine is and what Palestinians are like, but they really don't. And it was an opportunity for me to sort of describe life in the West Bank for Palestinian people.
So oftentimes, authors have the intention to tell the sort of the macro story of the region by the personal stories, the micro stories of these individuals. What do you think we would learn then about this region, which, you know, we hear so much about, obviously through media reports, most of us, rather than visiting? What will we learn reading your book about that region?
I hope people would learn that family drama and love and hardship and tragedy are really the same everywhere. And I hope that people would understand that even though Palestinian life is dominated by the Israeli-Palestinian situation and by politics, that people have their own internal dramas and tragedies as well. I really try hard to focus on the lives of these individual characters, and I weave them together, as I said, over the course of a century to show how generations are affected year after year, decade after decade, by political factors. But I do generally try to keep the politics in the background and try to focus on the personal. And I hope people would learn that Palestinians are a lot more similar to their, that they have more in common with Palestinians than they ever imagined. It's interesting now in the political debates right now, Palestinians are becoming humanized, which is very exciting for me for the first time to hear political candidates like Bernie Sanders say that Palestinians should be treated with dignity and respect. That's very exciting for me to hear. It's a pretty basic statement, and yet I've never heard an American political candidate say something like that before. And I hope this book achieves that in a more literary way to show that Palestinians have, that we should look at Palestinians from that perspective, not just from a political perspective.
We've also got other political candidates, Mr. Trump, Mr. Cruz, and others, you know, calling for basically a ban on virtually most Arabs from ever even entering the country.
Yes.
So it's swinging both ways here.
Yes, it's pretty terrifying, scene. Actually.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, and what is that experience like for you as an Arab American? You know, hearing the debate, particularly on the political right.
It's pretty terrifying, I'll be honest about that. Just yesterday, for example, a young man was booted off of an airplane for speaking in Arabic, and that was alarming to somebody. And I would suggest
He was on a Southwest flight. He called his uncle in Baghdad to say, you know, what a great time he had just had at an event. He's a kid at the University of California, Berkeley.
Yes, and I would suggest that there are other factors that should raise people's that should tune people into the idea that someone is dangerous, not that they're speaking Arabic. There are other things that should make people feel alarmed about traveling with someone on an airplane. Speaking Arabic is not one of those things. So it's terrifying, and it makes me wonder about if somebody like Donald Trump does win. The debate has already been sort of lowered. You know, the standards have dropped pretty low when it comes to discussing Arab and Muslim Americans. How much lower can they fall?
Susan Wadi Daraj, her new book is called A Curious Land, Stories from Home. It's Marilyn Morning. I'm Tom Hall, and Susan Daraj joins me in the studio. The first story here, which is very moving, it's called Journey Home. It's about a mother who makes sure that her young daughter is safe when she is promised to an older man, but it's actually inspired by an event that happened in your grandfather's life. Tell us a little bit about that story.
Well, the story takes place, as you said, in 1916 during World War I, and my grandfather was born in 1885, and he experienced World War I. He was a young man, and at that time, the Ottoman Turks had a habit of conscripting young men into their army, especially towards the end of World War I when they were pretty desperate. And my grandfather was one of those young men who was awakened in the middle of the night and kidnapped and tied to the back of a horse and marched to Damascus. He managed to escape somehow. We don't really know how. And he walked from Damascus back to the Jerusalem region, back to his village. And he came back to this village where everyone assumed that he was dead. And that story has always fascinated me. And so I fictionalize it in this first story, where the young girl and her mother, they basically find a man who's escaped from the Ottoman army, and he's half dead, and they take care of him. And he joins their Bedouin tribe for a while. He hides out with them, essentially, until he recovers sufficiently to return to his home. And that is inspired by that experience.
Another character in the book who returns to her home is in the final story. It's mm-hmm. called Christmas in Palestine. It takes place in 1998. And this is a woman, Adla, who is living in New York City. She's married to an American. They're trying to have a baby. That's mm-hmm. not going particularly well. And it's about the loyalty and the tension between loyalty to home and to husband, mm-hmm. to you know, her village in New York City, her life in America. Mm-hmm. Is that a metaphor for the tensions that many Palestinian Americans experience?
I mean it to be. I think it's very difficult growing up in this country as a Palestinian American because the conversation about your ethnicity is so politicized. And not that there's a loyalty issue. I mean, I feel very much I'm an American. But I feel that a lot of my characters do reflect the sorts of intensive and troubling discourses. And when people talk to you, you know, they talk to you as if you were a Palestinian, as if you were a foreigner, not as if you were an American with this Palestinian background. And Adla experiences some of those issues in that final story. She's actually the great-granddaughter of the Bedouin girl in the opening story.
Right. We have 10 seconds left.
Sure.
Tell us about this group of women. It's a literature circle based on diversity.
A group of women and I have started a diverse literature reading series called Raising Our Voices, Women Out Loud. And our opening event is Sunday, May 15th at 2 p.m. at Impact Hub in Baltimore.
Yeah, we'll have information about that on our website. Well, really great to meet you, and thank you so much. Congratulations on the book.
Thanks for having me.
Susan Mouad Daraj, her latest book is called A Curious Land, Stories from Home. She'll talk about the book at 2:30 this afternoon in the Math and Science Hall at the Community College of Baltimore County, Catonsville campus, and again on Wednesday at noon at the SMC Campus Center at the University of Maryland, Baltimore. It's part of the university's celebration of Arab American Heritage Month. We've got the details on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. That's it for us today. Coming up Wednesday, a conversation about next week's election and what it means that early voting is off to such a strong start. Plus, our producer Bridget Armstrong goes up on the roof with Elder Harris from the Newborn Community of Faith Church. He's living on the roof of Jubilee Arts on Pennsylvania Avenue until 500 people from Sandtown Winchester cast a vote. Plus, a visit with the nutrition diva Monica Reinagle. It's coming up Wednesday morning on Maryland Morning. The Writer's Almanac is up next. For Nathan Sterner and the entire Maryland Morning team, I'm Tom Hall. We're grateful to you that you chose to join us this morning. Thanks, and have a great day.